Va'era, says the Parsha El Avroam, El Yitzchak Vel Yaakov, Bekel Shakai, Ushmi, Yudke Vovkoi, Loi Neidati Lehem. The Rabbani Shalom is saying that to the Avos, he was Nizgale with a Bechin of Kel Shakai. But now he brings in a different Darga of Bechin of Shem Avai. Pasha Pshan in the Pasik, that's what it's saying. Shakai, the name Shakai is Sha'omar Loi Lomoi Dai. Shakai represents Teva. Toisvis in Chagiga Daf Tezvazayin says that if you take the words Shakai, Shin, Dalid, Yud, you spell out the letters, this is a Toisvis in Chagiga. Inside the Shin is Yud Nun, inside the Yud is Vov Dalid, and inside the Dalid is Lamed Tov. All that together adds up to 500. And he says 500 is hidden inside Shakai. 500 is Teva. The Gemara there in Chagiga says that the world is from the Oritz to the Shemayim, and then between each Rakia is 500. Mahalach Hamesh Meos. Peru Revu. Teva is Gematria 500. Peru Revu. A person has Ramach Evarim, but a woman has Ranav Evarim. Together that's 500. 500 is Teva. As I state in Tosis. But now that the Rabbani Shalom is going beyond that. Ditzach Adash Be'achav. Rosh HaTevis of the Eser Makis is Gematria 501. And that's the point. 501 means beyond the Teva. In the Nes of Chanukah, we know that Chanukah is the only Yom Tov that it starts in one Chodesh, Chodesh Kislev, and it goes into Chodesh Tevis. And according to the Cheshbonis of which Shev it is Shaykh to which Chodesh, Tevis, Kislev and Tevis is God and Osher. Now, Chanukah has two parts. The Nitzachon of the Melcham, which is Teva, that's God. God, seven is Teva. Shmoina, beyond, is Lamalam and Teva. But God, Gedud Yigudenu, who Yogud, okay, is Melchama, the Nitzachon of the Melchama, is Bederach HaTeva. It was in the framework of Teva. The next one is Osher. Osher is 501. 501. Nitzach, Adash, Be'achav, that's going beyond the Teva. And the emphasis of the Parsha starts, Va'era. Va'era is 208. 208 is 8 times Shem Havayah. Va'era is 8 times Shem Havayah. It's going beyond Teva, that the Rabbani Shalom now, the Medrash says a Moshel that if a ben of the Melech fell into a boyer and it's full of, not Nechoshim Makrovim, but it's he's in Sechi, it's a dirty matziv. If there's no other choice, the Melech Atzmai goes down, Shechinta Begalusa, Imai Anoichi Mitzara, the Eberste comes in and takes us out of Mitzrayim. And Bemis, that's how the Parsha starts already, before Ve'era. It says there's a Hakdama Pasik, Vayadaber Elikim El Moshe, Vayomer Elov, Ani Hashem, Mamash in the Pasik. There's a transition here. Helikim is turning into Hashem. And the emes is Hashem, who Helikim? Midas Arachimim and Midas Adin, the emes is the same. It's really Hashem Echad. Hashem Helikenu, Hashem Echad. In the Kone Zohar it says, if you take Yud Kei Vavke, there's many ways to spell Yud Kei Vavke. When you spell out the letters, well, the Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, but Hey could either be spelled Hey Aleph, Hey Yud, or Hey. And Vav also could be spelled either Vav Vav, Vav Aleph, Vav Vav, Vav Yud Vav. There's different miluim. The milu of Aleph, that it's the hey is hey aleph, and the vav is vav aleph vav, and the hey is hey aleph. It's altogether is 45. Zok tezoyer, 45 is ma mem hey. Mem hey, spell that mem hey aleph. 86. Elikim Hashem, who Elikim. That either manifestation of the Rabbani Shalom is really Hashem echad. And the Rabbani Shalom is saying now that he's taking us out of the gullets, and there are the lishoynus of the geula. It's yedua that. It's a Medrash, and it's Yerushalmi, and many of the Rishonim in the beginning of the 10th parak of Pesachim bring it, that the inyan of the Arba Koisus by the Leila Seder is keneged the Arba Lishonis of the Geula, as it says here, Vaitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigoalti, Vilokachti. The Emes says there's a fifth Lashon, the Hevesi. It's called Kois Shel Eliyahu, it's the fifth Kois. There's a suffix, if it's part of the Cheshbon, so it's called Kois Shel Eliyahu. Why do we misamel the Lashoinus of Geula Dafka with Yayin? Why not with something else? The Emes says we have four matzahs. Well, a lot of Klal Yisrael does three matzahs and then some do two, but some do three, and then you break one in half. So then you have Taka Lechemoini, and then you have four matzahs. But the Inya Dafka with Yayin, first of all, Yayin is misamel the Ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Klal Yisrael, Nazkira, Doidecho, Ami Yayin. It's also that Yayin, the Meshech Chochma writes, is a symbol of what kept Klal Yisrael separate. We're goyzer on Yayin, Mishum v'Noseyim, that we shouldn't connect to the Goyim. Yayin is that we separate ourselves, Durch Yayin. And the Yidden in Mitzrayim, even though on one hand they were in the Memtes Shari Tumma, but we know that they were Shaloshinu in certain Inyonim, Lashonim, Shmoisim, Labusham, they kept separate. That's why, according to some of Farshim in the Haggadah, when we pick up the Kois of Yayin by the Hisha Omda, there's many Pshatim, But there's a pshat that Pashit, it's the Haftocha that we mentioned, the Haftocha, and that Haftocha, Baruch Shemer Haftocha, so Yisrael, Vihi Sha'om, that Haftocha was oimed for us. But there's another pshat, Vihi, is the Yayin, the fact that we kept separated from Yayin. It's interesting that the Gra in the Siddur, he brings down that the four Lashonis of Geula are, he says, are V'Hitzesi, V'Hitzalti, V'Go'alti, and V'Go'alti. Now, it only says V'Go'alti once, but the Goyin insists that the Arba Lashonis of Geula are V'Hitzesi, V'Hitzalti, V'Go'alti, and Nochamol V'Go'alti. The Lokachti is already Matan Torah, that's something else. Then there's V'Hitzesi, which is Eretz Yisrael. The Sfarim Bemis explained that this is connected to various Goliyos. The Vaitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti is connected to the four Goliyos of Bavel, Parasumodai, Yavon, and Edoim. And then there's Vehevesi. Vehevesi is already connected to Golus Yishmael, which is not part of the four Goliyos, but it's Yedua that Levesoif, this Golus Yishmael, which eventually we have to wait to get to Vehevesi. But the Goyim is saying, no, that the La'ar B'Lashoinus Gehula is Vaitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vigalti. But Varn's the Goyim. Aye, there are so many places, so many Rishonim, and the Makar is in the Medrash also, and the Rishalmi that says Vaitzesi Vitzalti Vigalti Vilokachti. His emphasis is interesting. The Rashbam in Psochim Daf Tzadi Tes says Vaitzesi Vigalti Vilokachti Vitzalti, which is the wrong order. Vaitzesi Vigalti Vilokachti, and then he says Vitzalti. It's the wrong order. But Ulai, maybe you have to check in the Girsa. In the Rashbam in Baba Basri, you don't have that much Rashbam in Shas, but you have in Psochim, in Arabic Psochim you have Rashi and Rashbam. In Baba Basri you have, starting from Daf Chavtes, you have Rashbam. The Rashbam in Cheskas, in Baba Basri, Daf Nun Ches, I don't know if anyone got to Nun Ches, I don't know if the Olam is learning Cheskas, but in Baba Basri and Nun Ches, Rashbam brings Vaitzesi V'Ga'alti V'Lokachti V'Hevesi. He doesn't skip. He doesn't go in the wrong order. Fakir, he just skips V'Hitzalti. He puts V'Hevesi at the end. Ulai Rashi and Psochim also, it's the Megirsa. It shouldn't say Vehitzalti, it should say Vehbesi. He didn't do the wrong order. He just skipped Vehitzalti, put Vehbesi. But the Goyin says, Velakachti twice. And the Goyin Bavard, aye, there are so many places where it says, he says it's a Toyis Atfus. It's really a mistake. It's really supposed to be Vehitzesi, Vehitzalti, Vehitzalti, Vehitzalti. So even though there's a Rashi and a Rashbam and Yerushalmi and a Medrash, the Goyin says, Nishtazai. But I found the Rishon not like the Goyin. How do you find the Rishon not like the Goyin? The Goyin says, it's supposed to say v'ga'alti, because the Balaturim over here says that v'itzesi v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'lakafti is gematria lo yifras oni shebi Yisrael me'ar v'koyses shel yayin. So the gematria is with v'lakafti, not with v'ga'alti. And also that answers why it's supposed to be dafka with yayin, not with mayim or with matzah or something else, because the gematria of the Balaturim is with yayin. That will be another teretz why it's yayin. Rashi in Psochim Daf Kufches says a different pshat. He says the Arba Koisis is connected. There are three Koisis in the Chaloyim of the Sara Mashkim. Kois Paroi. It says the Kois Paroi Biyodi, Kois Paroi, Be'etanes Kois Paroi. It says Kois Paroi three times. Zot Rashi, the Dalit Koisis. Three connected the Kois Paroi. And the fourth one is Birchas Amozoi. They say like Birchas Amozoi is like Stam. Pastors, we know all four Koisis are Be'etzem connected something. Kois of Kiddush. And then Haggadah ala kois, Birchas Hamozin ala kois, and Halal ala kois. But Rashi says, no, there's three kois paroi, and then, oh, Birchas Hamozin. The Emes says, if you open up the Pesukim in the Parshas Mikitz, it says kois paroi four times. Truth is, it even says it five times, but it says, three times it says kois paroi. There are two other times it says kois. One when he's translating the dream, and one eventually when it's in the sky in Vayitana kois. So there also, there's five, really. There's three in one Pesuk, a fourth one, and a fifth one. It may be, so really that's really the all four Koises is connected Kois Parai, and there's a fifth one. But Rashi says not. It's interesting, I saw a Toises in Sukkot of Lamed Ches, he's handling if Noshem Achayiv, he says Noshem, even if they're not Chayiv and Halal on the other Yom Toivim, but about the Chayiv on Halal on Leila Seder. Because the Chayiv and Dalit Koises, and it's Poshet that the Inyan of Dalit Koises is Kedei Loimar Aleim Halal V'Hagodah. He says Halal V'Hagodah, what about Kiddush and Berchas Hamozen? I think Toises in Sukkot is Alderet was Rashi, but it's Rod Weiter. Every Yontif and every Shabbos, we have two Koises. Birchas Hamozen and Kiddush. Those are the basics. When we say four is two extra. Halel v'Hagodah. Alternatively, someone wanted to tell me, no, maybe Hagodah means all of it. Kiddush is the beginning of also part of the Sipur of Hagodah. And maybe, yes, maybe even Berachas Hamazon is part of Haggadah. Already, Sfasem says, how can we be mafsik with Shulchan Aruch in the two parts of Hallel? He says, no, it's all part of the Hallel. Shulchan Aruch is also part of the Hallel. So Kenzer, when Tosfos says the Arabic Kaisers are on Hallel, the Haggadah maybe Taka doesn't just mean the Kais of Magad, it means Allah Kaisers. The Chasam Sofer writes, we know that Vaitseisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakati, each Kais, we know Kais is Gematri 86. Kais is Gematri 86, which is like Midas Adin, Elikim, 86. Four Kaisers is already Gematri of Bishalach, with 86, that's already 344. Because the Abrams that took us out, 86, only 86 years of Shibud. There was supposed to be really 430 years. You know how much 430 is? Five times Kais is 430. And the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. But the Abrams had to take us that early, so much earlier. Only after 86 years of the real Kaishi Hashibud. There was 210, but the real Spitz Kaishi Hashibud was only 86. Was only one Kais. So connected that, we drink four more Kaisais. Kais, 86. There was supposed to be altogether five Kaisais. In the end, we only ate one. We only Tur Dorch in Mitzrayim, one Kais. The other four, we were... You know, Shtel V'Savek, Yosef in Mitzrayim, years earlier during the Rav, he told the Mitzrim that four-fifths go to me and only one-fifth. Yosef already Shtel V'Savek, one-fifth and four-fifths. And that's that the five Kaisis is 430. But the Chasam Sofer goes a step further. He says, the emphasis, there are six L'shoimus of Geula. V'yitzeisi v'yitzalti v'go'alti v'lakati v'yveisi v'nosati. The Pasuk continues. And he says, six L'shoimus, six times 86 is Vatabet, is Lossed Lobby, Vatabet Eini B'shuroi, Vakomim Alay Mireim. Shuroi is 516. 516 is beyond. V'eschanon is 515. Tefillah is 515. Shira is 515. So is Netanya. For the English, that Netanya is Gematria 515. But 516 is beyond. 516 is Yizgadel v'Yizgada, Shmei Rav is Rosh HaTevis, Shuroi. Shuroi is 516. That Amos La'osid, there will be six L'shoynis of Geula, and it will be a Bechina of Vatabat Eini B'Shuroi. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Rabban Shalom that he should come and tell Paroi that it's time to go out. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hein b'nei Yisroel lo yishamu eilai, nu ve'eich yishmeini paroi, zok rashi zu achas mikal v'choymer, that there is in the Torah. Fregen dich the kasha, what's the kal v'choymer? It says mefurish in the pasuk, v'lo yishamu el Moshe, mikoy tzer ruach v'miyavoy de kasha, the reason the b'nei Yisroel weren't mesugel to hear Moshe, says in the pasuk, because the koy tzer ruach and avoy de kasha, they were suffering. Para's not suffering. Yet. So what's the Kal V'Chomer? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, Hey, B'nai Yisrael, Lo Yishamu Eilai, so Para Yavadana. But what's the Kal V'Chomer? Fakert. The B'nai Yisrael, not, because Koytze Ruach, by the Kosher, but what's other Suparoi? So I saw quite a few truths, and we'll speak out a few. One teretz is, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them they're going to go out, and the Chorot Zepel, it's not 430 years yet, it's not 400 years yet. So Moshe Rabbeinu was explaining to him, no, Bibalti worked so hard, by Yemor, was Chayeyem. So it's Kadma V'Azla. We said Kadma V'Azla is 190. By Yomor V'Shayim, it's Kadma V'Azla. You're going to go out earlier. And this is Moshe Rabbeinu Shtikl Torah. You're going to go out early because there was Avoy the Kosha. V'loy Shomuel Moshe. Mikoy Tzeruch Me'Avoy the Kosha. They didn't buy into this work that because there's Avoy the Kosha that they're going to go out earlier. They weren't masking. He's not masking to the work. Another pshat is I saw avoid the kosher means avoid the zara. V'loy Shamuel Moshe mikoytz ruach me avoid the kosher that the klal Yisrael is ligging stark in avoid the kosher avoid the zara. Parai is a shtick avoid the zara. Ve'echish me'ani parai alain is an avoid the zara. Someone showed me an interesting lashon from the Orach Chaim Hakadosh. The Orach Chaim Hakadosh says, what does it mean they didn't listen mikoytz ruach? He says ulai kizloy hayu b'nei toira. Before Mount Torah, like are you b'nei Torah? V'lo yishamu, that's called koytzer ruach. Because someone that has Torah, that's marchiv da'ite shel adam. Nu pari kolshke is not going to be able to hear it. The Torah then goes. There's an interesting section over here. The Torah goes and it says Eile roshe bate avoysom, and it starts saying about Ruvain, Shimon, Levi, and it goes up till Moshe and Aaron. And Rashi says, we really want to celebrate everybody, but we really want to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. But we start from the beginning. We start from Reuven, Shimon, we got to Moshe and Aaron. The emphasis says it doesn't stop at Moshe and Aaron. The last name mentioned over here, and this is the first time he's mentioned in the Torah, and every time something or someone or a concept or a word is mentioned in the Torah first, that's the first time is where you see the shayrish of it. Pinchas is introduced here the first time. Pinchas is gematria of Eira, gematria 8 times Havai. Pinchas, so is Yitzchak. 8 times Havai. Together with Elio is another 2 times Havai. That's already, when Pinchas is Elio, then it's 10 Havai. Pinchas and Elio is 260. The ultimate. But Pinchas is ready because the Torah here is talking about L'osid Lovei also. It's not just talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. But it's telling Avek over here about Moshe and Aaron. It gives us the whole Hakdama, Reuben, Shimon. Why? The Torah is coming to tell us, and we're emes ready in last week, Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi, Vayikeches Bas Levi. We know that there were other religions that sometimes the leader turns into Elohus, and they start making him into Chvais, you know. And Yonah D'Yoyimah. So, the Torah is telling Avek, no, Moshe Rabbeinu is a Yelud Isha, he's Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi, Vayikach is Bas Levi. He has a father, a mother. It's a Teva. Rashi brings over here that first it says Moshe and then Aaron, then it says Aaron and then Moshe, to show them that Shkulim Heim. The emes is it's not Pasha to say what it means Shkulim Heim. First of all, in the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emuna, is that Moshe Rabbeinu is Avla Nevi'im and no one comes to him in his Darga of Emuna. So Lagavi Emuna, Avad, it's not Shkulim, it's not because it's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emuna is about who is Moshe Rabbeinu. But Lagavi certain in Yonin, Moshe and Aaron are considered Shkulim. You know, it's interesting in the Amol, there was printed Chumashim and Sfarim. It used to have on the Sharblat a picture of a Dmus of Moshe and Aaron. Old Sfarim, you sometimes find it, that they have now. They have like pictures of lions. There's different kufas, different printed things. But there was Moshe and Aaron was printed. And always the way the printers put it, Moshe Rabbeinu was very, very tall and thin. And Aaron is much shorter and a lot heavier. And they asked the printer where the... He says, Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos, a Gemara. He says, okay, and Aaron? He says, Aaron had to go up to 3 steps to light a menorah that's only 8 feet tall. So he said, so why Aaron you made much thicker? He said, Shkulim Heim, Moshe Rabbeinu is taller. Kach azoy haben the druckers haben gesagt. Who Aaron and Moshe? Aaron and Moshe together is gematria 601. Moshe Aaron is 601. 601 is Atar Shechinte, the Mokam of the Shechina. Atar, Aleph Tav Resh is Shechina. Also, the Sfarim say Moshe and Aaron is 601. 600 and Aleph, but Aleph is also Elif. Aleph, right? Mansapach. After Tav being 400, you have the 5 end letters that are worth in gematria 500, 600, 700, 800, and an ended Tzadi is worth 900. What comes after ended Tzadi? Elif, not Aleph. Elif. Sheish Meyos, the Elif. The Shishim Ribay of Klal Yisrael. Moshe and Aaron are representing the entire Shishim Ribay of Klal Yisrael. Now there's a stickel ha'ara, a kasha, in the parsha, a little bit of a cheshbin, pushing in the years, to shtelavek a basic kasha that all the achroinim mutcher on this kasha. It's a mefarshit pasuk. Perek Zayin, pasuk Zayin. Moshe ben Shmoinim Shona v'Aaron ben Shalosh v'Shmoinim Shona v'Omdim l'fnei Paro. Moshe Rabbeinu is 80 years old when he comes into Paro. Now, we know that the Yidden were in the Midbar together with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael. The Yidden were in the Midbar Arboim Shona. It's a pasuk in a few places. U'ben Yisrael ochel v'samon Arboim Shona Adboim al Eretz Nei Shavos. Tell me again. Slicha. So, it says in the pasuk Arboim Shona. It's in the first pasuk in the end of Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ven me'ah ve'esrim shana anoichi hayoyim." So we have a big problem because Moshe Rabbeinu is 80 when he comes to Paroi. When is he coming to Paroi? At the beginning of the process of the Eser Makos that we're going to start now. How long was Mishpat Mitzrayim? I'm a first Mishnah in Idiyos Paragimel. Mishpat Mitzrayim Yud Beis Chodesh. So assumingly Moshe Rabbeinu is coming here a year before in Nisan, and he's 80 years old. Then there's a year of Mishpat Mitzrayim, 81. 40 years in the Midbar, 121. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ben me'ah ve'esrim shana anoichi hayoyim." We have a missing year or an extra year. What is going on with this year? Moshe Rabbeinu is 80, Mishpat Mitzrayim is 1, Midbar is 40, and in the end, he's 120, not 121. Nisrabu HaTurutzim. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Hagoyis in Zvochim, in Chedushe Yaivitz, in Hagoyis Yaivitz, in the back of the Gemara in Zvochim, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, over there, the Mishnah talks about the different kufis, when there was a Mishkan, and when you were allowed to be Makrav and a Boma, in the Sugi over there. He says that the Yidden were only in the Midbar for 39 years. When it says 40, it's rounded off to 39. 40 means 39. Chuvas Chasam Sofer, right? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't really 80, he was 79. And there's another teretz that maybe the Mishpat of Mitzrayim, even though it says the Mishpat of Mitzrayim was a full 12 months, but maybe, and we're going to make the Cheshbon a little bit now, when the Makkah started, when Dam was, when Tzvardeya was, how the Cheshbon is, Kenzayin, maybe it's not a full year. So, don't say all three terutzim. Because then Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be 118. You have to choose a teretz. Moshe Rabbeinu is 80, Mishpat of Mitzrayim is 1, the Midbar is 40, and the sum total has to be 120. Either Midbar is 39, or Moshe was really 79, or then it's not a full year. Don't attempt to do all three terutzim. It won't work. We go through the Makos in this week's parsha. We have 7 Makos, and now we have a Shaila Taka. When was Makos Dam? Was it a full year before Nisan, in the previous Nisan? There is a Mahalach like that, and that each Makos was a Chodesh, 7 days, and then a break. And then if you count it out, then by that time, Choshech is by Kislev. And then you have to say that there was a long break until Makos Becheres. There's another pshat, Chassam Sofer writes that the Makos first started in Tishrei. There's another option, Kedushas Levi, others for him go like that, that there's a lot of Makaris in the Rishonim that the Makos of Dam, Tzvardeya, and Kinim affected the Yidden as well. And only starting Oroiv is when it didn't have an effect on the Yidden. There's theories about that. There's Rishonim scientific obvious when the Mishnah says Asar and the Asar Makos, when it talks about it a lot, look at up the Rambam, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rishonim there. There's also Rishonim Afanar and the Chumash. There's an Ibn Ezra. There's a lot of Rishonim that handle this Indian that maybe Makos Dam, Tzvardeya and Kinim was by the Yidden. Oreg is when it's transitioned. And we also know that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph, but Rosh Hashanah, Butla Avoida, may I be saying it, but it's right. So even if the Makos started earlier, but the Bitla Avoida started, and it's Mistabra that the Bitla Avoida probably started by Oreg, because until then, the Yidden Ataka being separated, they're in Goshen now, until then they were probably still working for the Mitzrayim, and they were suffering the Makos as well. And that's where the transition happens, and that's how you could handle and play with that year, exactly how that year works. I gave a few options. Already by Makos Dam, Chazal bring that the Mitzrayim were not able to drink, and I said just now that the Yidden also suffered the Makos Dam, yes. But there's ways to understand that even though they suffered the Makos Dam, but somehow Yidden were able to procure mayim. A Yid gets a chenetza. The Yidden had mayim, and it's before then the Medrash that they used to sell it to the Mitzrayim for a hoin rav. And if the Mitzri didn't pay, even if they drank from the same cup, in Gan, you got a picture of it with the two straws. He has dam, you don't understand. He has dam, he has mayim. I saw in the Sefer Yalkut Urim, he says, fascinating, what's the pshat that already by Makos Dam, the Abris is getting, making that the Yidden should be Gitzacha Parnos over here, that he's making them Ashirus. So he says it's often a Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, in Yeshnoichlin. Some of the Elam is learning. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, Dorosh Rav Pinchas Ben Chama, Koshe Anius B'toich Beisoy Shel Odom, Yoiser Mechamishim Makos. To be bitter, schwer, poor is worse than 50 Makos. Shenemar Apostle Kaniyav Chanuni Chanuni Atem Rea Ki Yad. Eloika, Yad is 50 because Etzba is 10 Makos. Yad is 50. There was 10 Makos in Mitzrayim, but we know the Haggadah counts it maybe in Etzba, and there's one Mandiyama that says there was 40 Makos, one Mandiyama that says even every Makos was 5. So it's 50 Makos. The Spitz Mandiyama in Mitzrayim was 50. Right? Then you multiply it in the Yam, right? Either 10 in Mitzrayim, 50 in the Yam, or 40 in Mitzrayim, 200 in the Yam, 50 in Mitzrayim, 250 in the Yam. By the way, if you put all of that together, it equals 600, plus 10 Makos, plus the Tzach Hadash B'Achav, is Taryag. The Sfasemis talks about how the Eser Makos is connected to the Taryag. But the Shpitz Mandiyomer in Mitzrayim was 50 Makos. Shteit on the Gemara that if you're an Oni, and it's Anias B'Beis HaShel Odom, that's Erger B'n 50 Makos. The Ebers is going to start giving makas to the Mitzrayim. But the Yidden are aniyim merudim. We have, you're giving them 10 makas, 50 makas. We're having 50 makas. Kosher aniyas bebeisah shalodom. So after art, by the first makah ready, it was vichtig that the Rabbanu Shalom should work out that the Yidden should get extra surplus in parnasa, that they're able to sell the water, to avoid this inyan of aniyas bebeisah shalodom. Now by makas dam and svardeya vayasu kein chatumi Mitzrayim. And there's a steer in the Gemara. First it says, Vayasukein bilatehem, and then it says, bilahatehem. And the Gemara says that there's a difference. Sometimes the Mitzrayim would use kishif, and sometimes the Mitzrayim would use shadim. And the Beis Halevi explains, other Rachman talk about this idea also, which Indian do you, when do you use kishif, when do you use shadim? Now for Steitzach, they're trying to show, we can do the same thing Moshe could. Now of course, what is Moshe doing it with? Not kishif, and not shadim. As we were saying, the name of the Melech, Pari tells Moshe Rabbeinu, where the Gazach, listen to a deal. He says, Tnu lachem moifes. What's Tnu lachem moifes? When a magician does a moifes, he knows the secret behind it. He's the one that he learned the trick of the trade. He's doing it, yeah? Pari says, do something that I want to see you on a spall from. I want to see the Tabashef doing it. Tnu lachem moifes. Do a moifes that you yourselves are going to be in a spall. You don't know what's coming first. Tnu lachem moifes. So Father Moshe is doing it like that. But the Mitzrayim say, that we could also do. Mitzvah we could also do. Now it says by Kenan, by Kenan, they couldn't do it because they're not shoylet the shadim on a bria pachas mi so'iran, that's too small. Say that, but why can't they do kishif? Why can't they do kishif? By dam, they couldn't do kishif because there's no kishif on water. By water, kishif doesn't work. And my tzardeh also came from the or can't have kishif. By Kenan, the shadim can't bring the Kenan, but why can't they do kishif? So it's not a big shayla. There's various pshatim. An interesting pshat I saw is that there's another rule in kishif. Kishif, the machashif has to be standing on the ground. He has to be on the ground. His feet has to be on the ground. Now, the whole Afar Mitzrayim turned into Kenan. But you have to understand something. Kishif is only a dimyon. It's not real. It just looks like the other thing. Shadim is not. Shadim is you bring it from somewhere else. And shadim has its own set of rules. You can't do it unless then a sa'ir. But shadim, you're actually bringing a real thing and bringing it from somewhere else. But kishif is only the dimyon. The Chatumim said like this. They said, this is fascinating. This Moshe Rabbeinu, he's doing Kenan. It's less than a Se'ira. So let's learn the sugi. It's not Shadim, because it's too small. So, oh, betach he did Kishif. If he did Kishif, we could also do Kishif. I was standing already on the Kenan. It's not really Kenan. It's Afar. If it's Kishif, it's Afar. And they tried, and they couldn't do it. And they chapped. So this is real Kenan. And now they have a problem. They say, Etz Ba'ali Kimi. Because it can't be Kishif, because of the Haychacha that... Otherwise, they would be standing on the ground. Otherwise, they would be standing on the ground. It's mefirsh in the Gemara Be'etzim, this idea that kishif, once water is thrown on it, then it's not anymore. For those learning Daf Yomi now, it says that Esther, it's brought down from the Arizal, that Esther never went really into Achashverosh. She always sent in a shade. She sent in something that looked like her. It wasn't really her. Well, there it says it was a shade. But it's brought down there that also, this thing, when water comes on it, it's ois. And that's why it says it was Shahisi Yeshevis Bechekish Lachashverish, Vitoivelis Vyeshevis Bechekish Mordechai. So the Rishonim asked, why do you need to be toivel? What does she have to be toivel for when she leaves from Achashverish? So the Pshat is Achashverish. I saw Pshat, and the other brings Mordechai was worried that maybe this is the shade, the same way Esther is sending into Achashverish. He has to make sure it's the real Esther. So first, Tinkterein in Vassar, then you know, then it's the real thing. So it's interesting, I saw the Sifornis says that when Chartumim, when these kishif makers, when they make something, they made a stick like a snake, that they were able to do also, when they do it, it doesn't move. It's not mobile, it stays, the shtick holds. It's not, it's brought down also that Pari said that they should throw the kinder into the Yor. Why the Yor? Because he thought maybe the Yidden are taking blocks of wood, making it look like a baby, and throwing that into the Yor, and saving the real baby. So they said, no, let's throw it into the Yor. We'll see what it is. It will turn into its original state. But again, the Sifurna says that when you do that, it can't really, it's not something that can move. So I saw in the Ayelas HaShachar from Rav Steinman, he has a Sefer on Chumash. Ayelas HaShachar, a Sefer on Sach. Meseftes also, but and there's a set on Chumash also, Ayelas HaShachar al Torah. He has a Kashi, he says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, a story, Yanai once came to a certain Ishpiza and they gave him water. And as soon as he took it, it turned into Akrovim. It turned into, he saw that it's that these are Kishet Machshefis and they're doing something. So he did something back to them and he turned her into a Chamor. And then he went on the chamor and he drove in the shuk. Meanwhile, one of this machshefes' friends saw and chapped who it is. So she threw water at it and it turned back into the lady, and he was mizbayish because he was on a lady in the shuk. That's the gemara. It's not happening. That's not Zayin. The Befrek Rav Simon, you see, this is kishuv and it's moving. He says poshet. It depends what it originally was. The Sifurna just says a shtik holtz that you turn into a snake is not going to move because it's be'ikar a shtik holtz. But a person who you turn into a chamor, a vada could move. It has the elements of what its original source thing is. Azoy zokta to answer in tzvei dinim, to answer pshat in the Sifurna. There's a very interesting nekudah. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya. The Gemara also just the Megillah just brought it. The Gemara says a Kadosh Baruch Hu is makdim refuah lemaka, but that's for the yidden. For goyim fakert, he does the mak and then the refuah. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya. The nagaf Hashem es Mitzrayim negoyf urefoy v'shavu ad Hashem. First negoyf, then refoy. But I heard over a different concept over here. The eser makas is a process of an oynish for the Mitzrayim. Yes, but at the same time, it's a process of Klal Yisrael slowly disconnecting from the Mem Tashari Tome and disconnecting from Mitzrayim, and it's a refuah for them. You have to understand the inyan each time. But each makah is also refuah. The Tzvardeya, Pari doesn't want to hear it correcting, but in Sefer Shira, in Perak Shira, what does the Tzvardeya say? Baruch Shem Tivoy Mahus Tivoy Mavoy. This is every makah. So it's v'negoyf Hashem et Mitzrayim, but it's negoyf urefoy. For the yid, for the makah, for the Mitzrayim, it's a neged neged. For the yidin, it's a refuah. And that's its nirmas in the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Shall listen to this word." Shalaches ami v'ya'avduni. Look at the word ya'avduni. Yud ten makas. Ayin beis. Ayin beis is chesed. For the yidden, yud. The yud makas. What is it? Ayin beis. Duni dalad nun yud. For the Mitzrayim, that same yud. For the Mitzrayim, the yud is doni. Is donamoychi. Is mishpat. But for the yidden, it's ayin beis. Ayin beis is 72. Is chesed. Chesed is 72. Ya'avduni. So that's the process of the makas here as we're going through. For the yidden, it's a different inyan. And as we mentioned, according to many Rishonim, by the first few makas ken zayin, it was for the yidden also. By Orav, there's a turnover. The tzach, adash, we're moving ahead. By adash, by Orav, Devashin already now, we're moving on. It's already separating. The first in the pasuk. The heflesi by yoy mahu as eretz goshen. V'samti fidus beini uvein amechet. Says this by Orav. The Hiflesi is Gematria Yisrael. They're becoming Klal Yisrael now. It's all a process. Every Slavic could say, but something is happening here fundamentally by Oroiv. The Hiflesi, we're being totally separated. I heard about Erdika Deher. What's the pshat by Oroiv Dafka? The Yidden were in the Mem Tashari Tuma also. The Yidden were also stuck in the Lichluch of Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim is Shitufei Zimo. Where in the days of Shoivim, we're supposed to work on Kedusha and Tahara. Mitzrayim was Spitz. Nishtazah. And the Yidden are slowly trying to disconnect. Something is happening by Orev, and it's Poshet, it's a Gemara. Shabbos Taf Kufnan Aleph, Sanhedrin Taf Lamed Ches. Ein Chaya Shoyletes Ba'odom, Ad Shenidmo, like a Behema. Shenemer, Odom V'yikar, Keri. Bal Yolin, Nimshal Ka Behemis Nidmo. Mefir Tzach V'ya Behema. So a Behema has Shlita over you. Poshet, the Yidden are slowly. The Pasuk says after the Mabel, Umay Rachem B'chit Chemiyu, Al Kol Chaya Saretz. Im telchu ime keri, pasuk says b'chukai zai, v'hishlachti b'chok, al chayas oretz. Mufurish. Oroiv represents this shlav in Klal Yisrael. No more. The oroiv doesn't affect them. This erbuvia of the oroiv doesn't affect them. That's an expression. An expression of, as we're saying, v'samti pedus bein ami v'ein amecha, and it's part of the process of nogoif urefoi, that Klal Yisrael is moving along on the process of becoming a Klal Yisrael. Far states that the makas are broken up, though, into 7 and 3, and there's a reason why it's broken into 7 and 3, and in Parshas Ve'era, we're going through, all the way through the first 7 makas, the process, stage by stage. Yeah, we said there's 4 l'shonos of Gula, but there's Betzim 10, there's also Betzim 600,000, there's every shlav and shlav of making Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we should be zoicha to kimei tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, ar enu niflois.